Lord moves and works in our lives and different things, but dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today and this word that you have, help your word be passed through like you want to be passed through to unto your people, and may you be so with all of us as we read your word. Amen. We're going to be in Joshua chapter 6 today. Something us as Christians sometimes we forget, but when you're reading throughout the Bible, the whole Word of God, you will notice throughout the Word of God where God requires something of His people sometimes. Sometimes us as Christians, we sit around and we say, Lord, do this. Lord, save this person. Lord, heal this person. Lord, help this person. Lord, I need this situation resolved. Lord, this problem that I'm facing seems like a mountain. Lord, and then when it doesn't happen, sometimes we just have times where we need to hear that voice of the Lord because He might want you to do something first. Sometimes He wants you to take the first step. Some it call a step of faith sometimes. He wants to see how serious, but then whenever He asks something of you and you don't want to do it, He was checking your faith. Do you really believe that the Lord can save my son? Or do you really think, Lord, I expect this, and then we sit back so many times, and we expect God to do everything. And then we go, why did He move? Well, sometimes He expects us to do something too. In Joshua chapter 6, verse 4, asks His people to do something. God could have knocked this down. He could have torn down this problem, this monstrosity that was in front of the children of Israel. He could have obliterated it. He could send down fire. He could have an earthquake. He could have done many things. The city seven times, and the priest shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they come, make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when he heareth the sound, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend upon every man. Okay, Lord, you can take down this city. This city is great. These walls are great. We can't do it on our own. Our problems may be great. We can't take them down on our own. But there's sometimes God wants a little stretch of faith out of you. He wants a little bit from you. And so they commenced as they're supposed to. And on the seventh day, if you read further down into that chapter, on that seventh day, as it came to pass, as they blew that trumpet, the people, not just the priests, if you read it in front of it, whenever they came back, they said, we are as grasshoppers in their eyes. That means if you feel like a grasshopper, that means the people are pretty big. Some of the people that inhabited that land were pretty big, right? So you would need a big wall, wouldn't you, to keep the big people out? The bigger the people, the bigger the wall. So there was great people in that land. So they had to keep the other people out that were trying to hurt them. So this was a big, huge wall. This wall would be as thick as maybe a small car. The chariots could fit two people side by side, unless you got the wheels. But that's wide, isn't it? That's thick. I wouldn't be able to chisel my way through it. Could you imagine a wall as thick as this and trying to dig a way through? No. Right. But God, and whenever they shouted, the walls came down. We shouldn't sit by and expect God to do everything. Lord, I need this mountain to be removed in my life. Yes, God can remove that mountain. But sometimes God can give you the wisdom to say, hey, Sally, the river in Jordan, dip. It was required for him to be healed. He had to do what? Guess what he had to do? He had to dip. Until he did that, he wasn't going to be made whole. He had leprosy. Something that would eat your fingers. Something that would eat your toes. Take your leg off. Take your arm off. Eats your flesh. But to stop it and to make him whole again and to stop that, he couldn't be around people because it's contagious. So he had to go and he had to go dip in the dirtiest river. What you want, he wants to see how sincere you are about what you are asking. But we just expect God to just do it. And we shouldn't just expect God just to do it. We just expect him to do this and then do that. He expects something of us. Did God just build for Noah?
No.
Huh, kids? No. Did he give him instructions on how to build the ark? Exactly. I would be crazy if I told this paper to fly, right? And expect to fly. And kids? He expects something. I expect this piece of paper to fly. I have to do something to do it. Because I really want this piece of paper to fly. But the problem is I have to do something. Now this piece of paper could be turned into a... Depends on what shape I want it to take form. But God would have to give me the wisdom. Or it could be turned into a hat and expected to... I've seen people turn paper into hats. But if I said, be a hat, patient, doing that in the Bible with Noah, he told Noah exactly how to build the ark. He told Noah how big it was supposed to be, that it was for all the animals. So Noah did not know how many animals at the time were possibly in the world. He knew that there were tons of them. But God really, really wanted things to be. Now, kids, do you think that this paper can fly now? How to turn it into a paper airplane. I made that piece of paper fly. But it was with God's help that he gave me the wisdom because I'm Casper's age. Do you know how to make a paper airplane? No. You don't know how to make a paper airplane? I didn't either. But so, you see what I'm saying? And God can give us the wisdom and tell us how to build a paper hat or a paper boat. But the point being is God sometimes expects us to do something. We want God was healing people. There were several stories where the woman with the issue of blood, would she have been healed if she did not push through and make an effort for herself? Because of her faith, she's like, all I have to do is touch that hem of her of his garment and I shall be healed. God didn't say, hey, if you touch it, but there was something he knew, she knew that there was healing there. And so she did everything within her power. But just by her touching it wasn't going to heal her. It was the faith that finished it because he was healed. It was because she made an effort. She did everything within her power and believed on God and the faith in what God was capable of doing. She just didn't sit by and say, Jesus is over there and he can heal me. She goes, no, I am going to go touch him and I have an extra mind. Sometimes we have to do something. Sometimes God expects something. The friends that had a lame man, they literally tore off a roof and lowered it down just to get to Jesus. Their faith was, if I get him to tell me, I have to. Back then, God moved a little bit differently, but I believe it was the Spirit of the Lord that was telling that woman. I believe it was the Spirit of the Lord that was telling these men that, hey, you gave him to them, but then what were you willing to do? Willing to go the extra mile, more than what we really want to go. Do you think that these people wanted to walk around this great city? No, I don't think they wanted to walk around the great city 7 times. You know, walked around and they walked around because God asked them of it. They believed with the bottom of their hearts that if they did what God asked of them, it was going to happen. Just like Noah, whenever he built the ark, he believed, because there wasn't rain until then, he believed for 100 years, what God said he was going to flood the earth. And so Noah just kept going and kept going and kept going until the ark was complete. And guess what? Whenever it was done, we're here today because of that. Because of an act of faith of one man. The more we know that there's more and more things in life that we do not have control of. We do not have control of. And we feel like the whole world is spinning out of control. And it's just hopelessness. But if it's just hopelessness, then we might just give up. And all the time, we should have that. The Lord is going to take care of us. The Lord is our shepherd. The Lord, he even sees the sparrow fall. He cares about us. The Lord sees that situation. He wants to help you with that situation. And the Spirit of the Lord is telling someone, hey, I want you to do this. It will solve the problem. And we're not ready to. Because it seems crazy. It seems crazy to take that step, because surely if I look down, I will. But God's got this. God's got a hold of us right here. God's got this situation under control. We take that first step, and God leads us the rest of the way. Sometimes it just puts the ball in motion sometimes. What these priests were doing was putting the ball in motion. God wanted to move in a situation for these children of Israel, but they had to put that ball in motion. God was going to knock the wall down, but he wanted them to put the ball in motion by them walking around this great city. And on the seventh day, blowing those trumpets and the loud blasts and the people shouting, God moved. He's seen their faith in them. He's going to complete it. Because once the ball's in motion, there is no stopping that ball that God has already ordained to be that way. But sometimes he wants us to move that ball a little bit. Not all the time is it like that. Sometimes it's God, but sometimes he will give us words of advice saying, you should do this. It might be financial problems and God could give you wisdom. You should do this, you should do this, you should do this. He expects you. He's not going to solve your problem. What good to do if he's going to solve your problem? And if you're financially in debt, you got to do a little of this here. You got to do a little of that there. And then he blesses you. Will you get out of financial debt? Of course you will. God can lead you in that. But is he going to bless you with millions of dollars? You're just going to spend more because you had a spending problem. But what God will give you the wisdom saying, hey, I expect you to stop spending stuff on this. I expect you to stop doing this. I want you to stop doing this. Or you really need to really focus on this. Maybe you should put, and then he might all of a sudden say, and I think you should put a little bit of money over here into this thing. And it just booms. A Christian just sits around and expects God to do everything. Sometimes we're not so rejoiceful and we expect God to make us glad. But sometimes we have some things that we should be happy about and we should be really glad about. And sometimes you just don't feel like dancing. But sometimes, you know, we should just get a little, happiness going. Because, you know, God set us free. We're free. We're free indeed because God has set us free. You know, it calls an action. What's another action that God requires from us as a Christian to be, you know, become a Christian? To forgive us of our sins. It's an action. Something's required of us. Sometimes there's things that are required of us, but we still need to hear that sweet spirit voice that's talking to us. Just like the day that we realized that we were sinners, that same voice talks to us throughout our whole relationship that we have with God. He lets us know when we're going in a wrong direction. I probably wouldn't do that. I'm seeking help for here in this situation. He may give you advice on that situation. He might say, hey, I have a serious problem with this nation. And you're going, that doesn't seem right. Why? Because God is forgiveness. He wants us to show kindness sometimes. That doesn't mean every time it's like that, but you see what I'm saying? God expects something of us sometimes. There are times in our walk with him that God wants the church to be filled. What is required of us, Brother Kyle, if we want this church to be filled? We can pray, but what else is required of us?
To invite people.
Exactly. We're required to invite people. We want to see the empty seats filled. We have to invite people. No matter what church you go to, you see some empty seats. There's always more seats than we always want to accommodate everybody we can have. But the point is you see that. And you can be burdened down by those empty seats. And you can say, Lord, I see these empty seats that are here. And I want you to fill them up. But then whenever God says, hey, I want you to go to Lord, not me. You must be talking about somebody else. Why can't it be so-and-so? Something is required of you. You wanted something to happen. Now something's required of you. Required of you is to witness to people. You want to see the seats filled? You have to do something. Hand out a tract. You designed just to sponge in what the Spirit has. What are we designed for? We are designed to be giving out, to be pouring out God's Spirit, to be giving, showing God's love. We're designed to be giving out. We're not designed to be, that was a good sermon. That was a good service. I felt the Spirit of the Lord moving. And man, that was good. And you don't want to share that goodness with anybody else? Oh, yeah, well, you don't even go to, they might think we're weird, so I'm not going to say, a marvelous service. How many of us talk to friends about that marvelous service that we had, that God moved and worked in our lives, and what he's done for us? You know, it's important that we give out. But if we want to see these seats filled, we want to see the kingdom of God grow throughout the whole entire world. That's why missionaries go out. because we want to see it. That's why we have pastors, we have teachers. But then we have members of the church that pray and witness to those that are in their community. Because who's going to reach the world? But when we are here, and we're not a missionary, we're not a pastor, we're not an evangelist, we are to be witnessing to those ones that are here in this community, telling them what God has done for you, and that Jesus loves them, and that Jesus cares for them, and we need to be inviting them, that we invited somebody to church. Been a while, for some of us maybe. I don't know, because I'm not you, but only you can answer for you when the last time was. I can only answer for me. But see what I'm saying? The predicament is when you're burdened down, it's not always true. Some of it might be because I'm not doing my part. It's always easy to point the finger at somebody else, but we don't review ourselves. It's human nature to point the finger, but not at ourselves. When in the Bible did the finger pointing first started? This is like the oldest thing that humans have done. One of the first things that humans have done. Adam and Eve. Oh, she chose to listen to the serpent. It was her fault. He chose to listen to her. That was his fault. He has no one to blame but himself. She has no one to blame but herself. She can't blame the serpent for what he said because she chose to disobey God. He's the one that chose to disobey God. You know? But the point being is we like to point that finger, but then we see the empty seat sometimes. And you may be one of those ones who is burdened down with the empty seats that you may see. And there's nothing wrong with that. You pray, because that's the only way they're going to come in is unless somebody invites them. You know, something's required of us as Christians. We're to tell the good news. We're to tell people that Jesus Christ died on the cross. We're to tell people of what he did for us, that he died for our sins now because God, Jesus Christ has died on that cross. See, there's something required of us right there. There's something required of us at different times. Something's required of us. God just doesn't hand everything to us. And we have to remember that we are a child of God. Just keep that in mind, that God, at times, listen for that still voice inside that may require, when you're praying about a situation, he may require something of you, a step of faith or something that he wants you to do, an action that he wants you to do.
Amen. I like that. Because yesterday, and he did give his question to us, when's the last time you invited somebody to church? Eric, I can say yesterday I did. Not that many seats, and here we want to see them filled up. When's the last time? The little bit of effort. Hey, come down and visit us at the church. We're down here at the corner of Greaves and Hacker, 401 Greaves Street. We're there Sunday morning. We're there Sunday night. We're there Wednesday. Come on down and visit us. Just be like that roof. Just keep dropping. Say, hey, don't get mean about it. Be nice about it, but just keep giving that invite. I mean, you got to move it. Eric didn't read it, but if you go down farther in chapter 6 there, it happened just the way it was supposed to happen. And it's something that's a marvel to me. When they went around that wall, because people were, Joshua said, the Lord said, you don't speak, you don't shout, you don't do anything until I tell you to do it. They had to do it God's way. And when they did, down came those walls. Let's stand to our feet this afternoon. So challenge yourself. It's good at times to challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to tell somebody about Jesus. Just do it. When you do that, you feel pretty good. After I did that yesterday, I mean, I didn't quite do it, but it's almost like I wanted to pat myself on the shoulder. Well, I did pretty good. I invited somebody to church. I want you to do it, but if I don't do it myself, so invite people. It's like, I'll do my part. You got to get out there and drop the seeds. So be a seed thrower this week. God, we thank you for this word today. I pray that you will help us, God, that we will examine and look at ourselves, God, to be certain that each one of us individually are doing what you want me to do, that I am doing that, God. And if I do that, you'll be faithful. The result is in your hands. I just need to be obedient to you. Help us, God, to do our part, to be obedient to you. Help us this week. Keep your hand up on us, Lord, that your blessing goes before us. Help us in all things. God, that he won't get discouraged. He won't get to feeling bad and sorry for himself. But he'll be encouraged. He'll have enthusiasm.